Natuza Ivolo was born on August 23, 1924 in Paravati, a small town near Mileto, Italy, a town where she remained all her life. She belonged to a very poor family. Her father emigrated to Argentina to look for work a few months before Natuza's birth, and sadly, the family never saw him again. Therefore, Natuza's mother was obligated to work to feed the family. Natuza had no choice but to help her mom out, and because of this, she didn't even have the opportunity to attend elementary school and was therefore illiterate. When she was only a child, her existence was marked by an intense mystical phenomena, which included bilocations, visions of Jesus, the Madonna, saints, angels, and above all, dead people, primarily the souls in purgatory, and then prophecies, the ability to predict future events, healings, and the stigmata. Now, one of the most impressive phenomena that occurred in Natuza were the hemographies. The word of Greek origin means written in blood. Hemography is the process whereby blood from the stigmata or bloody sweat is miraculously formed into Christian writings, images, and symbols upon handkerchiefs and bandages, presumably through divine intervention. The mystical phenomenon reportedly first began in 1940 when she was only 16 years of age, and it continued in various degrees until her death on the Feast of All Saints Day, November 1st, 2009. The hemographies take place when her stigmata actively bleeds or when she sweats blood from various parts of her body, which is often during Lent and always on Good Friday. The phenomenon occurs when a handkerchief, bandage, or garment touches the actively bleeding stigmatic wounds or bloody sweat. To wipe her forehead, Natuza would use a handkerchief folded several times, which she kept in her pocket, and the writings that appeared occupied the entire surface of the handkerchief. All this took place in full light before the amazed eyes of the people present, who were sometimes scholars who had come to Natuza specifically to investigate the mystical phenomena that manifested themselves in her. Natuza gradually achieved international fame. Every day, dozens, if not hundreds of people reached Paravati just to be able to talk to her. The crowds became so striking that news spread far wide and even were featured in newspapers. But with all the incredible phenomena that was happening around Natuza, it had no value compared to the spiritual greatness that transpired from this woman. Her life was simple and humble, poor and hidden, but at the same time extraordinary. She was resigned to suffering and endured everything out of love for God and neighbor. One day, in 1944, when Natuza was 20 years old, she received a visit from the Virgin Mary, who appeared to her in the kitchen of a very poor house. Natuza, worried, said, "I am ashamed to have received the mother of my Lord in this poor and ugly house." And the Virgin Mary, smiling, replied to her, "Don't worry, there are no ugly houses when they are inhabited by people who love the Lord." The Virgin Mary went on to say, "But here one day, there will be a large new church called the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Refuge of Souls, and a home to alleviate the young, the elderly, and those others who find themselves in need." Natuza received pilgrims every day, summer and winter, excluding the days of Holy Week, during which she lived in a body all the sufferings of the Passion and death of Jesus. And she lived them with such reality and crudeness that it frightened the people who were close to her, for which she was constantly assisted by doctors who feared for her life. All the phenomena that manifested itself in her were so disconcerting and clamorous as to be judged by many to be impossible, therefore false. Natuza was thus subjected to medical and psychiatric investigations, and she too was locked up in a mental hospital under close observation for long periods. But in the end, she always came home healthy, smiling, and full of mystery. Upon leaving the psychiatric hospital, Natuza married Pasquale Nicolace in the Church of Santa Maria degli Angeli, and together they had 5 children. Now, from the very first day she began to receive all these mystical graces, Natuza understood that her mission would be to give people a word of comfort. She received hundreds of people a day for years, and everyone that passed through her, cultured, ignorant, powerful, poor, religious, and lay people, entrusted suffering and anguish to her, invoking comfort and light. And she, taking charge of their suffering, gave everyone a word of comfort, hope, and peace, a certain answer, a smile, and joy. For decades, devout Catholics from Calabria, then the rest of Italy, began coming to her to ask for advice and prayers, and to ask her for information about the souls of their relatives. Natuzza Ivolo was admitted to hospital on October the 29th, 2009, but almost immediately she was released and died of renal failure on the morning of Sunday, 1st November, at the Immaculate Heart, All People's Home, where thousands of Catholics came from all over Europe to pay their respects. Servant of God, Natuzza Ivolo, pray for us.